Jimmy, what part of the States do you come from?
I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Small town.
Small town. It's right in the middle of the soft coal area, about 60 miles from Pittsburgh.
Yes. As a youngster, what did you want to be? What was your first ambition?
A railroad engineer.
In Princeton, you read architecture.
Yes, I was going to be an architect.
Yes. But I gather you spent at least as much time working on the shows put on by the Triangle Club as in studying architecture.
Well, I did the Triangle shows. They were wonderful experience for me, but I did them as sort of an extracurricular activity in Princeton. We took a wonderful trip on Christmas holiday and visited five, six, seven cities with the show that we'd worked up in the Triangle every year.
Yes.
But I had no idea that I was going to be an actor then.
Well, now, what happened to you after graduation?
Joshua Logan was the class ahead of me in Princeton, and Bertain Windust, who became also a very famous director in New York. And they were both mixed up in the Triangle Club. They also had a stock company called the University Players, and they were based in a theater up in a place called Old Silver Beach in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And these two men asked me, the year I graduated, they asked me up to Old Silver Beach, not as an actor, but as an accordion player. I played the accordion in Princeton, or I thought I did, and I was to play the accordion in a tea room, which was connected with the theater.
Just a few chords in C.
Just a few chords in C. And the first night was a near disaster because people said that my playing spoiled their appetite. So that was the end of my accordion playing, and then they gave me odd jobs in the property department. I painted scenery, and then the small parts started to come. So
yes.
The getting into the acting after Princeton was sort of almost by accident.
Well, after that, you played in the New York Theater for several years. In one production, you played an Austrian part.
Yes, I remember going to a woman by the name of Frances Robinson Duff, who taught diction and voice, and a lot of people went to her, a lot of actors and actresses went to her, and she took me on, but after three lessons, she called me into her office, and she said, I'm going to have to let you go. There's no way I can do anything to give a suggestion or an Austrian accent. And on my way out, she said, but in case you ever want to learn to speak English correctly, come back and see me. I may be able to help you.
Yeah. It was soon after that, I believe, that a Hollywood talent scout discovered you and shipped you to the coast. Now, what was the name of the part in that first film you did in Hollywood?
It was a movie called Murder Man. I was a newspaper reporter, and his name was Shorty.
They shipped a man of 6 foot three, 3,000 miles, to play a part called Shorty. Now, we'd got you to Hollywood. You were a contract artist at MGM. That meant hard work, didn't it? Working more or less every day.
Yes, in those days, when you were under contract to a studio as a contract player, you came to work every day. It wasn't just when you were doing a picture. The big studios were not only produced pictures, but they trained personnel,
yes,
including actors and writers and directors and everything, and you learned your craft in the best way I know of learning how to act, and that's by acting.
Surely. From those pre-war days, which films do you remember with particular pleasure?
Well, I remember Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the Capra picture.
Yes.
I remember the Philadelphia Story. Remember the
Philadelphia Story got you an Oscar?
Yes. Remember Frank Borzage directed Mortal Storm, Margaret Sullivan. Made a couple pictures with her. One, Next Time We Love, way back in 36, I think.
Yes. Another Capra picture I remember with great pleasure. You can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you, yeah, that's right.
Most of the time you were playing light comedy.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Or romance as with Seventh Heaven, for example.
Well, that's sort of, that was, they were making a lot in those days, like that, the romantic comedies, mm-hmm. they're called.
And then came the war, you joined the United States Army Air Force as a private, and at the end of hostilities, you were a highly decorated colonel. You flew Liberators from this country. You were here quite a while, weren't you?
2 years.
2 years. Now, looking down that long list of James Stewart's successes, Harvey, of course, you've played Elwood Dowd in the theater as well as on film.
Yes, in, I think it was 1947, 48, in New York, for 2 summers running in Harvey. Mm-hmm. And during that time, fell in love with the play. And did it again with Miss Helen Hayes a couple of years ago. We never changed a word. It was staged exactly as it was 20 years ago, and it was received very well.
It's a very funny play. Now, in the early 60s, Jimmy, you switched from light comedy to westerns. Why was that? You had done westerns before, but you began to specialize in them.
Well, I just found, after a couple of pictures after the war, of the light comedy, the sort of, I was falling back on the thing I'd done before the war, and it didn't work. People weren't accepting that kind of film. They didn't want light comedy. They wanted either a very broad type of comedy of Red Skelton or Jerry Lewis or somebody, or they wanted a very serious, different, dramatic, serious type thing. So the Western came as pretty much of a desperation move on my part. Fortunately, my father always had a horse around, and he taught me to ride when I was very young, so I had that in my favor.
It paid off very successfully. I read somewhere you like to wear the same hat and the same chaps in every film. Are you superstitious?
Oh, terribly. Terribly. Yes, and that's true. I wore the same hat in the Westerns until it wasn't a very good hat to start with, and it sort of disintegrated. But I pasted it together with Scotch tape and everything, and yeah. I wore it for years.
Lately, you've been doing some movies especially for television.
Yes, it's sort of a what they call mini-series. I got a pretty good character, a country lawyer, and I did 7 hour-and-a-half segments.
Yes. You still live in Hollywood?
Yes.
Is it a little bit depressing now that the great days have gone?
I, for one, miss them, yes. It's not depressing, actually, but it was sort of, people say, the golden era, whatever you want to call it. It was a very exciting, glamorous, golden time.
Yes.
I don't think that it necessarily has to return, you know. Eras have a tendency not to return.
You and Mrs. Stewart enjoy traveling a lot. You
Yes, very much.
Photography mainly.
I like photographing. I do it more for a record of for the family and for our travels. I'm not a very good photographer. I try not to use the automatic cameras where all you have to do is press the button. I try to sort of do my own reading of the exposure and everything.
Yes.
But I think the best thing for someone like me that is just getting stuff for the record is to take as many pictures as you possibly can, and then somehow chance will make it possible for one or two of them to come out.
Only show the good ones.
Yeah.